The rock-hard blow drove the air from his lungs and forced him to take a step back. The Keldor's smile grew wider. It was an unattractive smile, lips pulled back over hard upper and lower palates that Ben supposed must take the place of teeth.
"Wake up, Jedi boy, whoever you are."
Ben felt a twinge of panic, but he knew it was just a physiological reaction to not being able to breathe. He suppressed the emotion and divided his attention more equally between what his body was doing and what he was up to with his manipulation of the Force. Tistura Pawn struck. He parried. The breath mask rig floated another few meters along the base of the platform and rounded a corner. Tistura Pawn threw a flurry of feints and punches. Ben blocked each, exerting himself as little as possible, but could feel his energy starting to wane. Still, the breath mask rig floated and rounded another corner. Now it was at floor level behind Tistura Pawn. She stopped for a moment and backed away a step.
"Would you like to rest?"
Though voiced as if in all seriousness, the question was a taunt, since Ben could not recover without breathing. Ben glowered as if angered by the question. He sprang at her as if ready to begin one last futile flurry of blows, then yanked with the Force. The breath mask rig sailed up over the lip of the platform and caught Tistura Pawn behind the knees. Suddenly, falling backward, she flailed her arms. Ben spun on one foot, placing the other precisely past her now vanished guard and hitting her in the center of her chest. Tistura Pawn sailed off the platform and hit the floor beyond, only a few steps from Luke. She did a backward somersault and came up on her feet, eyes flashing.
"You failed. You brought outside objects into play."
Ben stooped to pick up his breath mask. He fitted it over his face, not bothering yet to strap on the canister pack, and took a couple of deep breaths.
"You brought it into play," he said. "You yanked it off me, and therefore made an attack of it. I merely followed your lead. Logically, I would have left it right where it was if you hadn't meddled with it."
Tistura Pawn glowered, then turned her head as if looking into the distance well beyond the walls. Finally, she turned her attention to Luke.
"I will communicate your request."
He looked at her blankly, then turned to Ben. "Are you all done?"
"Yes, sir."
Ben donned the canister pack. "Did you win?"
"Yes, sir. I only knocked her down once, but it was off the platform."
"Well, that will have to do." Luke turned back to the Keldor.
"Yes, please, and convey my compliments."
Tistura Pawn turned and strode, her steps rapid and her upper body a bit stiff, toward a blank section of sidewall, a segment of stone 2 meters high and 2 wide, withdrew about a handspan, then slid to one side to allow her entry. Once she was through, it closed. Ben hopped down to stand beside his father. Keeping his tone down, he asked,
"What was that all about?"
Luke gave him a slight private smile.
"Rival school traditions."
"Huh?"
"In many martial schools, such as rival lightsaber training academies in ancient times, or military academies outside the Old Republic, someone visiting a rival school would generally be denied any aid or information until he'd proved his worth, which meant proving it to a master of the school in one-on-one combat. As we arrived, I could sense Tistura Pawn's presence within and what her role was, and that she knew we were coming."
"But you didn't fight her."
"Correct. If I had agreed to fight Tistura Pawn, someone beneath my rank, I would be acknowledging that I was not the equal of her master, so I'd never see the leader of the Baron Dos Sages." A light flared into luminescence in Ben's head.
"Ah, so your student had to beat her student."
"And you did, and very well. You turned your mistake into her mistake, and your weakness into your strength."
"And you got clean nails in the bargain. A win all around."
The wall panel slid open again. Tistura Pawn moved out, her face impassive, and gestured for them to precede her through that entrance.
"Mistress Tyla Mong will receive you now."